Episode 240, Master Motivation.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy day, ladies! How are you? Oh my goodness! It's so good to see you. I just want to know you're putting a smile on my face. And this has been a crazy busy week, but I absolutely love every bit of it, coming and going and just trying to get into the full routine here at home because the kids are back in school. They're totally finishing their first full week of school for our elementary to high school. And then, of course, college has been in. Now they're finishing up here on their second full week. So that's a little easier. But, you know, it does. It gets tough to sometimes get up in the morning and stay motivated, doesn't it? Are you ready to master motivation? Yeah, today you're going to learn how. Yes, I love to share my secrets with you. The little things that in life that really make life a lot better and allows you to smile more, because you know what? When you smile, I get to smile. And when you're smiling, somebody else is smiling, which makes the world just, well, a little brighter place. And that's why we're here. We're here to love on one another. And I just want you to know, if you are just now finding Create Your Now Family, welcome. I'm so excited. If you're not sure where to find out more information, head on over to createyournow.com and you can find out there. You can connect. You can sign up for the newsletter. Also, if you want to get a little more intimate with a private Facebook group, go over to facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. So let's jump right on in. Master motivation. Don't you want to wake up every single day just feeling like you have this spirit that just wants to live and thrive, and you just feel vibrant and vivacious and on point, and the little Energizer Bunny, and you're just like, oh, let's go. But most of us aren't there. We get up, and it feels like a Monday morning on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, and on a Friday, you're already celebrating because you know it's the weekend. Whoop, whoop. And then you're like, okay, great. Now it's Saturday, and Sunday comes along, and oh man, tomorrow is Monday. Is that how your week goes? And then it just rinses and repeats itself? That's not very motivating, is it? And oh, that's something that can stop you from where you're wanting to go in life. That can stop not just you as a person, but that stops you being your best selfie. It stops you and the family unit. It stops you and your husband. It stops you and your wife. It stops you because you've already defeated. And when you feel defeated, motivation is so not there. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to master motivation and say, you know what? I want to do this. Now, you have to understand this. Do I have mornings where I get up and I don't want to do something? I don't want to exercise, or maybe I really don't want to write today, or maybe I don't even want to talk to you. Yeah, that never happens. No, but there are those days. You have those moments where it's like, gosh, it would be nice to really not do anything, not really be productive, just live, okay? Have the basic necessities like get up, brush your teeth, go to the bathroom, eat, take a nap, maybe read a little bit, go to sleep, maybe watch a game or two on TV, go to the bathroom, eat again, okay? You see what I'm saying here? You're going to have those days. We're not talking about just those pop-up days where you're chilling out. You need those, okay? We're talking about where your day-to-day living is, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just tired, and I don't have the fight anymore within me. The willpower is spent. In fact, what is willpower? So you're saying, I gotta have something to motivate me. How do I master motivation? How do I keep going? How do I press on? Remember, just before this, in episode 239, Making the Turn. What? Yeah, it's pressing on. Keep moving forward, even if you have to take a step back. Because what? Quitting gets you, you know, nowhere. Making the turn gets you somewhere. So in order to master motivation and keep yourself going and pressing on to make those turns, because if you're not moving, you're not going to get to that turn, are you? See how all of this is so intertwined? Life is so cool how it's all webbed together. We're just this big, huge spider web. Okay, I don't want to think of this that, because spider webs can kind of be yucky, but I did take a really cool picture of one a few days ago. We were waiting for the school bus, and my boys pointed out it was in a tree, and we actually had three of them, and they were gorgeous. Your life can be gorgeous like a spider web, all you know, intricately woven together, creating this beautiful, beautiful picture. Something only unique to you. But in order to do that, all these things have to come together. And one of those things, those little things that you need, is to master motivation. How do you keep going? How do you keep putting one step in front of the other? And what makes you not want to quit? Yeah, that willpower we talked about, well, it's only going to last so long. You can only lock the refrigerator door down for so long. And eventually, oh, wait, you have to go out into the real world. And there the food sits. Well, is the willpower going to be there to say no or to make the right decisions? How far can willpower actually play into mastering motivation? You know, that's a tough one. It doesn't. Because willpower over time seems to fade. It comes back when there's something new. So if it comes back when there's something new, that means you have to spark something within you, right? You have to fuel the spark in order to keep the fire burning. Don't you want to burn? Don't you want to burn with joy, burn with laughter, burn with purpose? Yeah, you do. Of course you do. What are you putting in front of you? If you were to say, this is my day today, this is how I live, this is what I'm doing, what do you see in front of you? Is it all negative? Is it all, gosh, I just didn't get that right. You know, when you're driving home from work and you had your coworkers get on you and said, man, you did everything, but this one thing right here, you really screwed up on that. What do you replay in your head? You don't talk about all the good stuff. What do you think about? Man, if only I would have gotten it. Just what was I thinking? If I would have gotten that right, it would have been just perfect. What about that replay when you embarrassed your kid at school? Those are always fun, right? And then the crazy thing is, though, it always comes back to you and it's your fault. And it wasn't like you were doing it on purpose. You were just being mom or you're just being dad, right? You were being who you are, but oh my goodness, your child now has made you feel smaller than a little lima bean. And you're like, there's just no way. And what do? You replay that over and over and over and over again. Gosh, what could I have done differently? Why did I embarrass him like that? Man, it really did hurt his feelings. I am such a horrible parent. Da, 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 da. Right? Right? That's where we are. You hurt your best friend. And you don't think about all the 999 other things that you've done perfect for them. Remember their birthdays, gotten extra things for them, just surprised them here, you know, showed up at their doorstep because you just knew they needed you that day. You don't remember any of that, but you remember the one thing that you missed. What are you putting in front of you? Those what ifs. When you look at life and you're looking and maybe you're deciding something and you're playing things in your head going, okay, what if I was to do this? Most of the time, what do you go to? The negative, right? It's so easy. What is it about that? What is it about you that you go to the negative? Now, it's not just about you. It's about me too. It's called human nature. We tend to go towards the negative. Why? We remember it easy. Why? Because we're sinners. We're messed up. Yeah, welcome to the club. It's nice to be part of the messy life. But you don't. That doesn't mean you have to continually beat yourself up over it. It's doing you no good. So how do you get out of the force here of negativity? Only seeing bad. Only seeing the negative. That doesn't necessarily even mean that you're a pessimist. You could actually be an optimist, but you still are seeing the bad. You remember that. Why? I've been there. I am very much an optimistic person, but I'm telling you what other people think, part of my people-pleasing personality. I'm a recovering one now. But when you're doing that, you're playing the negative. Why? Because you did it wrong. You didn't do it right. Perfectionism, you didn't hit it. You're imperfect. Those what-ifs come into play even more. I've asked on a couple episodes now, okay, so I want you to think back. Anytime in elementary school, middle school, or high school, I want you to name for me one thing that is like the best thing ever that happened to you. And it's amazing to me how long it takes for people to come up with an answer. Why? Because all the negatives have jumped in front. The negatives are there. It's so easy to grasp onto those. Why? Because you've held on them for life now. Think about your relationship with your husband or with your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, okay? Whoever your loved one is right now, your sweetheart. Think about your relationship. I want you to think about right now the most enjoyable time you had with them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you should have it. You don't, do you? But you can remember that last fight you had and what you fought about and how angry you were at them and how mad. And you're like, why didn't they just get it? Why couldn't he just understand that this is how it has to be? He's just not getting it. He doesn't get me. What's his problem? Or you know what? What does she think she's doing? She thinks she knows it all. Seriously? But that's where our mind goes. We go to the negative. We hit defeat before we even hit the race to go and run. Don't defeat yourself. You need to master motivation, and you're going to do it today. Now, you're like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do that. How do I do that? Well, I got to tell you this. When I'm going to let you in on the secret, you have to understand, you got to be intentional. This takes work. This isn't magic. I cannot sit here and wave my little magic microphone over your head and say, poof, it's going to happen. Now, I may be making light of this, but you see, this is very serious. If you want to call this, we have kind of a lack of motivation in our world today. Okay? You look at our children coming up. Why? Because, well, I know I'm old, so I look at when I was growing up, I didn't have all the opportunities that they did today. I'm not even talking technology opportunities. I'm talking about, oh, ballet class. Oh, wait, and it's not just ballet, man. We have hip-hop. We have jazz. We have tap. We have, I mean, all of it. Football. Football was left to what? Till you got older. You got a little bit stronger. We didn't start football at the age of 2.5, 3 years old. Seriously. Hockey, where they can barely walk and they're out there, and I love hockey. Okay? The opportunities have shifted. And so the world starts for our children so much earlier. But the problem is they're not getting what they really need, and motivation grows slim the older they get. And when you become old like us, what happens? We begin to fizzle out. Hence, depression sets in. Oh, some people would say, oh, you've kind of hit the middle age crisis here, right? Oh, no. You got to look at mastering motivation so you can keep going, so you can move forward. You can do this. You can, but it takes work, and work means you have to be intentional. So it's not going to be a magical dust over your head today. I'm not waving that wand, but I am going to give you some secrets to how you can better it. And here's your kiss. Pin success. That's it. Pin success. You're like, huh? Okay, well, come on. Get with the times, right? Pinterest? Uh-huh. We're pinning what? Interest. What interests us? What draws our attention? You know what you need to do? You need to pin success. So how do you do that? It's real easy. Number one, you need to take a snapshot of your successes. Seriously. If you can physically take a snapshot, I want you to do that. I know that sounds strange. Work with me here. Go with the program here. But take a snapshot. If it's not something physical, then guess what? You need to take a mental snapshot. That means think about it. So when somebody says, gosh, how was your week today? Then you go like, oh, wow, I accomplished this, that, and the other. And then you can pull one out. Why? Because you pin success. See how we're kind of switching things up here a little bit? Go with me on it. Number two, create your album of successes. Create your album of successes. Yes, I did it. Those are your successes. You need to note them. So create that album. We used to have what? Photo albums when we were a baby. You kept photo albums of your children when they're a baby and they grow up. And then as they grow up, you start to take less and less and less pictures of them. I think I end up taking more and more pictures of them. But maybe it's just because I have so many children that it just seems like I'm always taking pictures. Because I am. I have too many pictures. I need to hit delete sometimes. But the thing is, what we take pictures of, that's the key. So create your album of successes. Number three, replay your successes in your head. Stop telling yourself the negative. You need to replay your successes. So when you've had an amazing day, tell yourself about it. Yes, does that mean talk to yourself? Yes, that means talk to yourself. You're not crazy. That doesn't mean you have to tell your hubby five times because he probably will only be able to handle it one time because, you know, women like to talk a lot and men like to not hear it but one time, short to the point. So you may only be able to get it out once, but you could tell your girlfriend. You can tell me. You can post it on Facebook. You can what? Put it in your album. Imagine that. Replay your successes. Now, a little kind of great little extra magic, if you want to say, extra pixie dust in all of this. When you're working on something, like right now I'm in the middle of a writing project. And so for me, I honestly get tired. There are times I don't want to. I'm like, okay, really, I'm not going to finish this chapter. It's not going to happen. But I got to do it. So what do I do is I'm going to pull from what? My album. I'm going to pull from my album of successes. And it may be a paper that I wrote in college. That my professor, I mean, I can remember, I've had lots of papers. I've written a lot. But I can remember a couple of them. Well, those are the kind of memories that I need to bring back. So when I'm feeling like, there's no way I'm going to do this, I will not be successful at what I'm doing. What was I thinking? Then I can go back and immediately for that week just say, oh, yes, but remember when. Remember when Professor Amos said this about you. So it may be something within your season that you are replaying your successes in your head. Or it may be just that, well, you've had a great week and you're replaying those in your head. But ultimately, number four, what are you doing? You're reprogramming your thoughts. Yep, you're not going to be human anymore. Woo-hoo! Why? Think of it. God reprograms us, his thoughts of us. Why? Because he sees us through Jesus Christ. And when we ask for our quote unquote bad, our negatives to go away, our sins to disappear, he forgets them. He says, you're forgiven. And they're gone. He doesn't remember them. How cool is that? But why do we? So you are reprogramming your thoughts. That's a blessing. You can do this. It takes work. You can master motivation. And it's not something that comes easy. It's something that I am still constantly working on. Have I gotten better at it? Yes, I have. Can you? Yes, you can. You can definitely master motivation by doing these four things, okay? Ultimately, your kiss is what? Pin success. Pin success. Number one, snapshot your successes. Two, create your album of successes. Number three, replay your successes in your head. And number four, reprogram your thoughts. This will help you get to the next level in life, where you're going. It will help your family unit, if I can speak. It will also help create your friendships and the relationships there, your coworkers and the relationships there. If you're building a business, it's going to create an enthusiasm within you. You're going to light a spark to keep the fire burning. All right. Go out and do that. Go master motivation. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.